Friday, 7:27 p.m.
What kind of fucking McDonald's has a message? What do I say? I want a burger tomorrow?
Hey folks, it's the first episode of External Exile. I'm here with Court of Fools. First up is my boy, Externals.
Yo, I'm Externals. I'm part of the Court of Fools Club, and I can't wait to start this podcast.
It's nice to meet y'all. My name is Exile. Firstly, these two don't know how to do a podcast, nor do I. None of us know how to do this. We just decided to go on a whim. One night we're like, it'd be funny if we just started a podcast out of the blue. Well, that's all for me. On to our boy, Scrib.
Hi, my name is Scrib. Yeah, basically what Exile said. We don't really know what we're going to be doing. So, but mainly I'm here doing the art behind everything. So, that's pretty much it.
Forgot to mention, my name is Sinks, and we have no professionals at all. We just roll with it into this podcast because it's the very first one. So, yeah.
So, first up, why we made this podcast. Exile said we just went with it. We think it's a fun little hobby, something new that, like, everybody should get. If you have a new experience, you just do it. And, yeah, anybody have any questions to say?
No, I think everything's fine.
All right. We're hoping this podcast could like reach like audiences, like new audiences to check out this new like fun podcast that we made. Maybe our family members, but like I don't know what will come with this podcast.
Hopefully everything goes good with it. Something we can actually look at, that I look back at in the future.
I agree with you, Squid.
Well, folks, it may sound like we're a little nervous, which we are, but that's all right. We just got to pull through. We got to lock in. Honestly, we were supposed to be hit by a hurricane. It never showed up. It actually decided to leave. Big whoop. Not too bad. We're surviving, we're living. Recently, the summer weather has been killer. If you're outside, your tires have probably melted. Do not walk outside with your dogs. That dog will suffer.
That dog will suffer indeed.
That dog...
Go to the beach.
Call it a hot dog.
Fucking shark.
Oh yeah, don't go to beaches either. Sharks are being
a little quirky
right now. They're trying to be a little cute. Overall, it's not a particularly good year. Actually, scratch that. We have Sparking Zero coming in. Never mind. I'm on something.
Oh, shoot.
Sparking
Already
Zero.
Bringing up a fire game into the podcast?
We got to go in. All guns blazing. Sparking Zero is going to be fire.
Game of the year of a fighting game section? Count me in.
The only good games Bandai Namco actually knows how to make.
Oh, for real. I really do wonder. They just do not care about anything other than Dragon Ball, which I respect coming from a Dragon Ball fan, even though everybody's a Dragon Ball fan, except Externals.
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, he's all on... He's a huge number one Slurpee fan.
He likes to space out a lot.
Yeah, he's a little unique.
That's what we're
every
going
night...
Out.
Every night, it's like daily rituals. He goes to his local gas station and he's like, can I get a Slurpee for $1? I mean, I respect the hustle. Obviously, he's got priorities.
Priority chase for that slushy, man.
What can I say? I'm a very dedicated man when it comes to my Slurpee.
If you had to pick one flavor, what would be your favorite? This goes for everybody here.
Maybe cherry. I'm gonna have to go with the classic.
Cherry? Bro,
classic. You can never go wrong with the classic.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. I mean, it's just like
it's kind of basic.
I mean, like, it could be like overrated. A lot of people like the cherry.
I'm not sure if other theaters do this, but in our theater, in a specific place, I'm not gonna name it, in a certain area, there's this theater that has like a particular flavor of like slushy. It's really good, but it's like a mystery flavor. Like, you don't really know what it is until you like, you kind of drink it, you kind of get a hint of like coconut. I don't know if they still do that anymore. I haven't been in like to theaters since those days, since the locked in days.
You just heard 5
locked in days.
I forgot what the last time it was.
Ooh, the Despicable movie. The new one.
Despicable movie.
Yeah, no. Despicable 4? Despicable Me 4.
I haven't seen it yet.
I low key wanna watch it. Since like, it's pretty childhood.
That, but I would want to bring up what Script said of like the last movie you guys watched. What was the last movie you watched? The last one I watched was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mayhem, and then I have not went to the movies after then.
I think the last movie I watched was, I think it was the FNAF movie when it first came out.
Honestly. I've watched a couple movies, but I don't remember. The one I do remember the most, though, it has to be the FNAF movie, like Scrib said.
For real.
I liked how Corey X. Kenshin was in it. It was like, he had a small role, but hype. He was still big hype. Big hype.
Like, who knows? What do you mean by movie? Like, in movie
the theater movies. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't go out of my room. I just go work and skateboard.
So like,
okay.
What, 9 to 5?
Not 9 to 5, but like, you know, I have a life.
I don't think being it kind of contradicts your statement of like, I'm locked in all my room. All in my room, all day.
All day, Derek.
All day.
Not all day. Not like you guys. You guys only get 24/7. Nah, except Exod. I can vouch for him. He's almost never on. But when he is on, he never gets off.
Gotta commit.
I commit to that. I'm the games, man.
I gotta use my free time.
Particularly, free time wisely.
Enjoy going to the gym. My favorite hobby. Favorite thing to do. Gym. 2 hours every single day. Except weekends. Because
it's the best days.
It's just, I gotta kind of recuperate.
You can always go out. I mean, you have to have a break once in a while.
The most I do on weekends is take a walk in the park. It's so relaxing. Honestly, we have a nice little park here. It's really massive. It's like, well, I wouldn't say like super massive. It'd be a normal sized park for most people, but here it would be considered huge. Since they have like a whole lake at the very back, mostly. Bikers like to, or not bikers, cyclists like to use the trails to get to places. This one time, I found like this box. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It just came out of nowhere one day. It was like, it had like a bunch of weird shit in it. I'm not even bullshitting you. It had like things that shouldn't even be there.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life. It was kind of concerning. So there was a rusty old lock. Like, it was broken. So I don't know. Maybe someone illegally dumped it there, along with a bunch of other shit. There's plushies, but they had, like, the necks cut off. I don't know. Someone was, like, someone was doing something. You bear the mark. You were cursed. Ooh.
Evil within.
Even within.
Be within the box.
I don't know. I just remember the box, but not really the contents inside. Other than the lock.
Mysterious.
Very
mysterious box.
That actually brings up another story. There's like an abandoned mall somewhere around here. It's like 95% of it is just empty. There's 5% that's just like little stores. Not a lot of people go there anymore since ever since the little virus days, you know. It fell off. And also another mall overtook it. So it was just like a big whoop. They have a cool store. It sells a bunch of like old vintage items. They have a music store. They have kind of like an arcade, but it's like those old arcades where it's just like it smells old, it looks old. I'd compare it to the FNAF arcades or the FNAF area. I don't know. If you could picture it, if you get the mental image of like what I'm trying to say, it just looks like that. It also smells really musty. Maybe a kid or two
Interesting.
probably died in there. That's all I'm
Oh,
saying.
the church might have happened.
It seemed pretty disheveled. Disheveled? Disheveled? Whatever.
Disrupted.
It looked bad,
Decrepit.
okay.
Actually,
Decrepit. Cryptic.
bad.
Speaking of cryptics, I love cryptics, honestly. I like how
Oh, yeah.
they're pretty, very, really cool.
The cryptids? Well, the flesh pedestrians, also known as the skinwalkers, or the wendigos.
Mothman.
Oh, yeah, the Mothman's big.
Mothman.
Most of these guys are like, I want to say West Virginia. Most urban legends come from there. You know what? I know something you could relate with.
Yes.
You ever go out and you find that certain stick that looks like a weapon? So you just like,
The
yeah.
weapon.
Dude, I found this like really cool stick once. Well, it was more like a branch. It looked like a sword, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna use this.
Business thing. I'm pretty sure there's people that are like posting pics of like the best sticks out there.
I actually remember seeing that.
Because like I remember there was a pic someone holding like a pistol-like one, like a sword one. I remember seeing that one.
Well, a branch looked a lot like a saber.
Saber.
Those old sabers, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a pirate cutlass, kinda.
Oh. Okay. I can envision it.
It had a handle and a hilt. It was
Damn.
cool. It was really cool.
Damn, it had
Very
a scope
detailed
and everything.
stick.
Probably had an extra mag too.
It was one of those guns that you could just like, not guns. Swords that you could just like attach with a gun. It's pretty cool.
So like, what's it called?
It's a trick weapon.
Not a baton.
Bayonet.
A bayonet. There you go.
Yeah, sorta.
Maybe sorta.
Well, because it was more of a cutlass, you know? A pirate sword.
But you said it could be attached to a gun.
Well, if you tried really hard enough with duct tape, yeah. I mean, then again, that's
That
anything. Duct
is
tape
true.
holds everything. Holds the world.
What about Gorilla Glue?
Flex tape.
Legs tape.
Flex tape. Water can go
Flex tape.
through.
Water can go. You know, now I think about it, flex tape might be good for like bleeding wounds. Bleeding, slap some
Reading
flex tape on it. Ain't
don't know
getting
about
through.
that. Think you'll
I mean, I think
maybe
that's
get the.
like desperate situations.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Think you might get infected by it. And you might have to amputate your limb.
No, I don't think it'll go that
It's
far.
a very high chance.
Y'all remember the first Friday the 13th movie?
Yes,
Yes,
sir. I remember watching it. I remember my parents wouldn't let me watch it for multiple reasons, and I remember still
Oh,
watching
yeah.
it. And then at the first scene, yeah.
Dude, movies were wild back then. They used to actually show.
Sarah.
Nine times out of ten, the movies you were gonna watch probably had people like clapping cheeks.
100%.
Mainly in horror movies. In horror movies, they always had that.
But pretty sure they like die later on, because it's that curse of the movie.
For Jason, it's like, it was guaranteed.
It's like if you do it, you're like you're dead. You're like marked for death. Because you can't be doing that out in the woods, man. Out of civilization.
You gotta remember go on, hold on.
I miss the OG, like the old horror movies, you know. Nowadays, they're not really that great, and we don't really get slashed anymore. We get like poltergeist type shit or like supernatural things.
Slasher films I was really like invested in, like actually genuinely excited for again was the Scream movie, the new Scream one, and Halloween Kills. Mainly because it brought back in hype,
but like honestly, I didn't really like Halloween Kills. It was pretty.
Was it Halloween Kills?
No, it wasn't Halloween.
It was like Halloween Part 2, Halloween Kills. I like the first Halloween Part 1. Halloween Part 2 wasn't. Or at least people said it wasn't good. I didn't watch it.
It really was not that great. I'm gonna be honest. I like the all the Halloween movies. It's just like the two most recent ones. I wouldn't suggest watching them.
Okay.
What's so bad about them? You wouldn't suggest it to anyone else.
It's just not that great. Honestly, like the story's kind of lackluster. Many major plot holes to it. They could have done better. The ending's also really lackluster as well. It just kind of, it's like they just want to end the movie and that's it, and not really give us a proper ending.
The budget.
The budget cuts.
They go in effect.
They took all the money.
It's like a Spider-Man. What's it called? Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse? They edges
the animated film?
Cliffhanger. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the topic of games, one in particular, Roblox. I don't know why, I just can't get, like. it's funny. It's the Survive the Red Larva.
Survive the Red Larva.
I don't know why, it's just so out of pocket. It's just. It's
that's
just there.
Even, like, it's so stupid. Like, it's not even funny. It's just fun. The only reason why it's funny is because it's fucking stupid.
It just exists. It's just there.
And then it's the annoying. The barber just, like, looking at you.
And, like, you just look back at it. Like, just, like, how you watched that as, like, a little kid.
It was honestly brain rot. Believe it or not, a lot of the things we watched were brain rot. Like, old SMG4.
That was good.
The FNAF stuff, I'm not going to say it was like...
It was, honestly, looking back at
no slander towards it, but if you think of it like as brain rot, in the category, it would fall under that, because it was a lot of like randomness. But then again, those were the times...
Those were the times where like YouTube wasn't... Well, kind of like when we were young, so like it was funny towards us. Nowadays, I still find it funny.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with you there, Squib.
Yep. But those times also had, like, a bunch of... Like, I think COD was trending. And MLG, like, the YouTube poop
MLG
stuff.
Clips.
So like, the reason why that stuff happened was... It was basically a bunch of other, like, creators trying to one-up them. Like, other people. So by adding, like, random shit, like... Rainbow Frog dancing in the corner... And then, like, a bunch of gun shooting. I don't know. It was just, like, a fever dream.
It was.
I think it was inspired by a lot of that. Like, trying to, like, make the most random, wacky, out-of-pocket stuff and clips you could get that time.
It was. I mean, still, it's better. It was definitely better than how it is nowadays.
Honestly... By a long shot, yeah. By a long shot.
I missed like the old funny things that would actually be funny,
Yeah.
not just some fucking head in a fucking toilet.
Oh no, don't even start with that. I wish that did not exist, man.
That is
Feel like
very
they should
not.
bring back vines.
Vines?
They should bring back vines. I mean, TikTok's good and all. I don't
Only
really
a
mind it. It's just
spoonful.
Vine was funny.
Nowadays we have TikTok, but TikTok isn't that like.
Oh, TikTok is.
These
It's
would
okay.
be funny,
It's a
not
bunch of hit
stupid.
or miss. It's 50-50.
It
Sometimes you could
really
like.
is. Old
Sometimes you
TikTok was
could
pretty trash.
scroll and find naked people dancing.
What?
I don't know.
And then on the next one, you could just see someone in a car crash, or you might like find it one of those AI videos.
Oh
Nowadays they're
no.
basically AI. Nowadays is just AI.
I just
Crazy.
like them. I just like them. They're funny. To me, they're
Oh
funny. I know y'all hate them, but still, it's just like they're stopping the multiverse, the timeline.
Not
It's changing.
something they're changing something that should not happen.
The only thing is that if
Like
it's
not at
AI
all.
related, if I'm gonna laugh at it, it has to be like AI voices.
Oh yeah, that I can understand. Laughing
That's
towards.
funny.
That reminds me of the Dame Dane videos where it would like it would be
Oh
someone's face
yeah,
and
their
they were just
face
like
and they'd be singing
very
it.
slow,
That.
yeah.
Now that was funny.
I don't know, man. It was like
Funny.
at first it was funny, then it got like annoying.
Yeah. Why don't you hear it too many times? It just gets really annoying.
Think that just goes to say for everything. I think that's why you guys hate the AI videos of them changing the timeline, because it's the same plot, same thing. It's just like.
It's just a. Like the funny aspect to it is just not even there. They just get rid of the funny.
Yeah, it's kind of gets lost. You know, I have a big scenario.
That's a
What
good
if y'all
scenario,
were
thanks.
stuck? What if we all were stuck on the Subnautica like world? From
Oh,
one, Subnautica one.
heck no.
No,
Do you think we could probably survive?
No.
Gib is dying
I
first, for sure. He's
Gib
still
is dying again in
no.
the
Hold on, hold on, hold
sand. Hold
on.
on, hold
He's
on,
a
hold on, hold
pro. Hold on. He beat the
on. I
game. Hold
beat
on,
the
hold on. Let him
game.
cook. Let him cook.
You
I
beat the
beat the
game, but in a
game.
game. This is real life
I
example.
beat the
Oh,
game.
yeah.
Okay, but we'd have all the knowledge we had here. So it'd be different, but we'd know a general gist of what to do.
Still, I don't think any of us would survive. That
I'll
shit's
be
fucking
honest.
terrifying.
First Ghost Levine, I
I
think we're like screaming.
little bit of Subnautica.
We know what's about, right? It
I
wasn't
know what's
there
about.
a virus, right, going on?
Yeah.
They had to go seek a
Yeah.
cure.
What? I think it's called
Yeah.
it.
It
Something like
was
that.
yeah.
It was something. I forgot what it was. Yeah, I don't think it didn't really talk about it in the first one. I think it talked more about it in the second one.
Yeah, but that virus. I honestly think in the real situation, it was either die by the virus or just get eaten. Or if you're just
By
pro
Reaper
and have the
Leviathan.
knowledge, then you survive.
Honestly, I think the Reaper Leviathans would eat us. Are
I remember the
massive.
first time. The first time I Reaper Leviathan, it was not fun. Or even a ghost.
Grab you, start munching on you. Take a little
Okay,
nibble.
but we don't know what time period it is. Hold on, hold on. Time period, it could be while the Giga Leviathan?
Oh, it could be with a giant get the
Yeah, when he's still
fucking
alive.
Apex Leviathan. Oh
Super
no.
cooked. Super cooked.
I'm
Not even the
fucked.
Cyclops, bro. Not even the Cyclops would be alive.
That'll be
Bro, that shit's fucking
shockingly
dead.
scary.
I'm pretty sure the Giga Leviathan or the Apex Leviathan, whatever the fuck it's called, it's as big as like I wanna say five, not even five. I wanna say like 12 Eiffel Towers stacked on top of each other. Like it
Honestly,
was.
if we're being real, I think we'd stay in the safe zone. The only threat there would be the bomb fish.
Spawn fishes are annoying.
But yeah, that's the most habitable zone. We'd have all the food, water, If anything, we just venture outwards a little and get materials.
Materials to survival.
I want to say thank you for tuning into the podcast and hope to see you in the next one. Peace.